770-5790. Toll free, 1-800-687-0790. Remember, you can follow KFYO on Twitter, at KFYO. The legislature, the second special session, winding down, and, well, not everything is complete. Joining me with, I'm sure, a smile on his face, so happy that lawmakers are going to be sticking around possibly a little bit longer. David Guenther with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Good morning, David.
Can't you just hear the cheer in my voice?
I can. It's nice, right? Maybe
I'm giddy that they may actually leave for a day.
Yeah, a full day? Are they going to leave for a full day now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Today is the last day of second called.
Yes.
And there is not a whole lot of information at this point as far as when there will be a third call, other than everybody expects there will be. I've heard everything from coming back on Thursday to possibly holding off on this until after the primary.
Hmm.
So, you know, basically what has happened is at the end of first call, there was a deal between the House and Senate that got hung up as part of the whole, you know, mob gallery slash citizen filibuster, or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
But in the second call, the House, or the Senate, basically tried to run through the deal that was approved in the end of first called, or that was to be getting the final votes. But the House, for some reason, went off in a completely new direction, not only dealing with the rainy day fund, but also the gas tax and education, and it got really, really complicated. I think what happened in retrospect was, by taking this different approach, it raised the expectations on the left as far as getting the public schools into the severance tax money, and raised the concerns on the right about not having the solid floor for the economic stabilization fund. And you've been seeing this dynamic throughout the session where you've got pretty much a three-party lineup in the House. You've got the Democrats, you've got the leadership Republicans, and you have the conservatives.
Right.
And throughout the session, the leadership has been playing with the Democrats, and that's been kind of the ruling coalition in the House. That works when all of the Democrats are on board. The problem that they had this time is that they had 23 absent members yesterday. I think 15 of them were Democrats. Hmm. Additionally, there were 13 Democrats who voted no against the bill because they had concerns about not having, you know, the education piece as part of it, and it just being the severance fund for transportation. And so when you need to get 100 votes, if you have 28 that are not being brought by the Democrats, and then you've got the conservative group that has been thoroughly alienated from the rest of the Republican caucus, what you have happen is what happened yesterday, that they were 16 votes short of what they needed, and there is not really a clear path forward for them in the short term.
And the bills that have been presented so far by the House, is it a good thing that these things are going down?
Well, I'll put it this way. On Thursday, we put out a statement looking at the conference committee and kind of what the outlines were of the potential deal. The two things that we did like about the direction that they were headed late last week, as far as the more complicated approach, was that it untangled the gas tax so that it would be a pure user fee. Because what they were doing was they were saying, right now the gas tax of the 20 cents that you pay at the pump per gallon, 15 cents of it goes to TxDOT, 5 cents of it goes to the schools. And what they were talking about was changing the constitutional language so that the roads would get all of the gas tax money, but that the severance tax that the Senate wanted to put into roads would instead backfill the money that the schools would have gotten from the gas tax. So the schools would have been held harmless. Pretty much in either bill, the difference is the Senate left the gas tax alone. The House made it a true user
Right.
The other thing that we liked was the floor in the Economic Stabilization Fund. You know, we've been very good about letting surpluses build up in that prior to this session. And now, you know, with the legislature having spent already about half of the money that was that will be in the account at the end of the current budget year, they're talking about splitting off more revenue that would be used to refill it going forward. And so if you were talking about having the transparency and the truth in taxation on the gas tax plus the real ESF floor, those would have been very good things. Unfortunately, as the conference committee met over the weekend, both of those things went by the wayside.
And so going forward, we're going to have, at some point, you're going to have another special session to get this hammered out. Governor Rick Perry really wants this hammered out.
Yes.
What is another 30 days going to accomplish? They had 30 days this time. They got nothing done. I mean, what's going to have to happen in order for a deal to be struck?
I think members are going to need time at home with their families. They're going to need time to attend to their businesses. They're going to need kind of recharge their batteries, get away from just the whole, you know, these guys have been here for 7 months pretty much continuously right now. They need a break and just to get back to normal, maybe to hear some things from their constituents, maybe to come up with some different approaches, maybe to talk to each other to figure out, okay, how do we bridge the differences between the various groups? And it's not something that's going to be dealt with in 24 hours because right now you've got two very, very different visions for how to address, well, I wouldn't say very, very different, but significantly different directions for how they want to deal with this. And I think right now, neither one of them can get through the House.
With the constitutional amendment, though, they're working on a timeline, correct?
Well, they were. I think at this point, you know, what they were talking about over the weekend was that they were actually going to put the transportation on the ballot in November 2014.
Okay.
They are too late. They've missed the mark for hitting the November 2013 election. So when we go to the polls in November, we will be voting on the water infrastructure piece, but not roads.
So they have as much time as they need right now.
Yeah, they could do this, I would say, even as late as next summer and get it on the November 2014 ballot.
So are you expecting, no one really knows what the governor will do, but if you were advising him, say, hey, give him a little bit of a break, let him go home, let him attend, because, you know, a lot of these lawmakers, they have other businesses that they need to attend to.
And if you're thinking about looking at the month of August as far as, you know, quorum considerations, you need to have two-thirds of all members present in order to conduct business.
Right.
You've got the big conservative legislative conference coming up in about a week and a half, and then the following week you've got the establishment legislative conference going on. And so both of those, there will be a lot of legislators who will attend both of those particular events, so that takes 2 weeks out of the special. Immediately after that, you've got back to school. So you're going to have particularly a lot of the legislators who have school-age kids and young kids are going to want to be at home, you know, to take pictures and hold their children's hands as they're meeting their teacher and all that type of stuff. So I don't know how you're going to be able to get a quorum to be able to really pass the bill.
Let me ask you this. How all these lawmakers, and I say all these lawmakers, but there are a bunch of lawmakers that are looking to move up, that may want to run for statewide office. How does that impact this transportation debate?
I think particularly those on the Republican side, they want the ESF floor, and they want it to be a real floor instead of something that is just deferred to the Legislative Budget Board, of which there are probably at least five members of the 10 who don't like the idea of the floor to start with.
Mm.
So that is, I think, a lot of the reason for the conservative distrust about the deal that emerged over the weekend, is that it's completely fungible as far as the how much we need to stay, how much we need to keep in the Economic Stabilization Fund. It's up to 10 individuals, and five of them, pretty much it'll be whatever they want to spend.
What are the barriers keeping the, you know, conservatives and moderates working together on this?
I think what you've got to do is it's difficult. I mean, when you look at what's happened over the last 7 months in particular, there is a deep wedge that has been driven through the Republican caucus. And you've got a group of about 35 folks who are pretty much completely cut off from the leadership. And it's going to be challenging to try to figure out, you know, in the short term, you know, how you get that back together. And, you know, it may take an election where, you know, one side has, you know, decisive victory over the other, and you have some different, you know, dynamics with, you know, different committee chairmen and the like before you're able really to repair a lot of those lines of communication.
Very interesting. David Guenther, Texas Public Policy Foundation. We'll see what the governor does when he calls another special session. For your sake, I hope they wait for a little bit, because, you know, y'all could, and being down in Austin, they could deal with a little less traffic right now.
Yes, they need to sign a die. Because I know that there are a lot of folks who if they wind up coming back and spinning their wheels for another 30 days, will be ready to see them signee die in a fire.
Well, you know what? You might have a lot of lawmakers go, maybe I'll just retire. Maybe I won't even do this anymore. I'll just retire.
You're hearing that. You're hearing that with a few folks. So
cool. All right. Hey, David, I appreciate your time, and we'll see what next week looks like. Either we'll have another special session, or we'll be on a little bit of a break.
Pray, please. Everyone, pray. Let them stay home.
David Guenther, Texas Public Policy Foundation. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good one.